Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
Again for another episode, yes, another very precious episode of Hidden Gospel Revealed, and I'm your host, Eddie Mia of Covenant Remembrance Ministries, yes, so very thankful to the Most High for this opportunity, this precious opportunity to be back with you here again, yes, and I thank the Most High for every ear that He brings near, and I thank you all, yes, I do, for listening, for the Most High has told me, yes, directly has He told me, that I have for His cause some very important things for Him, yes, that I must do. The Most High calls a prophet to speak with others would not. For indeed, my brothers and sisters, men more often than not have been more concerned for personal pulpits and thrones than for the ultimate divine covenant cause, the one consent, healing, and reconciliation of a people devout unto the one Most High, for the making one, my brothers and sisters, of a world entire unto the ways of eternal peace. But now, my brothers and sisters, even now the time, my brothers and sisters, that time has come when the promised times of refreshing are upon us, the time to rediscover the ancient truths. The time foretold, my brothers and sisters, that all the precious truths that unscrupulous men for so long have schemed to keep hidden in the darkness, must again be brought to the light, to at last remember all that should never have been forgotten. My truth-loving brothers and sisters, is now. For again, the Most High has told me that I have for him some very important things for his cause that I must do. And he told me that because of what I must do, he said that I would surely accrue some very powerful friends as well as enemies. But he told me that in doing for him that which he has asked of me, that I would have his protection and his guidance. And for that, my brothers and sisters, I am indeed utmost thankful. For the Most High has told me, yes, indeed, has he told me, that I must tell you things. Yes, that I must tell you things. Precious truths. That men have done some of everything they could since the dawn of human fall to hide, to deny, to pervert, to silence, and yes, my brothers and sisters, if they could, to destroy. So let it be in this day when the Most High is appointed, yes, that all the truth that the world would obscure must again come to light, when all who would hide the truth from you must be exposed, when indeed, my brothers and sisters, all that has been hidden in the darkness must come to light, must be revealed. Let it be, my brothers and sisters, that all who would serve the Most High cry aloud. Hallelujah!
Yes, well, my brothers and sisters, we are back. Yes, indeed, we are back again. Back again for another episode. Yes, indeed, and back again for another episode of Hidden Gospel. Hidden Gospel Revealed. And I am your host, Eddie Miav, Covenant Remembrance Ministries. Indeed, so very thankful to the Most High, yes, indeed, for this opportunity. Yes, for this very precious opportunity to speak again these very precious words the Most High has granted us for the healing of our people. Well, no question about it, my brothers and sisters, the Most High has told me. Yes, directly has he told me. I must tell you things. Yes, indeed, that I must tell you things. And men have done some of everything they could. Yes, some of everything they could since the dawn of human fall. To hide, to deny, to pervert, to silence. And I dare say, my brothers and sisters, if they could, to destroy. For I dare say to you, my brothers and sisters, the Most High is undoubtedly one. And we must understand the implications of this. The 45,000 denominations, 280 nations, countless world religions that we see in this world are not the expression. I said they are not the expression of faith in him. All these divisions we see in the world, my brothers and sisters, they are the result of man trusting in pretenses, misrepresentatives. My brothers and sisters, they are the result of man not trusting in the highest vibration or remaining true to the highest vibration, the Most High declared that we must remember forever. But are the result, my brothers and sisters, of man having fallen away from the Most High, fallen into a multitude of cages, and refusing to understand or fully believe how imperative it is that beyond all men, men must seek Yah himself, to see beyond, to discern beyond the mass of confusion. It is written in the book of Romans. We understand it well, what it means, and it says faith comes by hearing. And it really means, my brothers and sisters, faith comes by hearing. And it means a word from the Most High. Because not all, I said not all have heard or preached. Not even all have heard to preach the truth of the gospel. And my brothers and sisters, I dare say that 45,000 denominations, as an example, that claim to be the word of the Most High. Ah, my brothers and sisters, if we are wise, we know that all this multitude of variances cannot possibly be the word of one. Men have declared so many forms of doctrine that the Most High nor Messiah ever uttered. But men have chosen to be comforted or even sought and wanted and desired to believe. There's so many forms, my brothers and sisters, of total, complete, abject misimaginations. Men have wanted to believe that somehow before the Most High these aberrant, multitude of aberrant doctrines could possibly be true. Most High told me that if any man can believe this multitude of contradictions or prefers to believe this multitude of contradictions, it is the result of man having listened and hearkened diligently to the Holy Spirit, such a man, my brothers and sisters, having insulted the Most High, has not believed in him. And such as could not believe in him, my brothers and sisters, who prefer to believe that a multitude of contradictions could be the word of the Most High, cannot be a disciple unto him. One scripture tells us well, again, my brothers and sisters, Psalms 111, 10 through 11. Reverence for Yah is the beginning of wisdom. Dare we say that we revere and respect him? After a multitude of varying ideologies that cannot be true to the will of one? Dare we believe that we believe in him? That we believe whatever lies men have taught, abusing his name? I say, my brothers and sisters, there's a need to discern far better than this. There's a need to be far more diligent than this. There's a need to understand that there's a dimension of truth that if the Most High does not reveal, man will not come to comprehend it. Most High told me many years ago, all I see, hear, anything else from men, he told me to check it out with him first. Or he said, someone would make a fool of me. My brothers and sisters, in the book of Jacob, they call James, it says, we're scattered among these multitude of varying nations, provocative against the Most High, so easily falling for the temptations and bribes of men. He said, we must understand still yet that none of these rulers, my brothers and sisters, has the right to encapsulate us, enslave or divide the minds. Faith in Yah, who is one, means we still must bring forth unto Yah, mutually respecting him, one pure and perfect work. We're called to be a light to the nations. Yes, my brothers and sisters, that invariant light, no deception unto all the nations. Scripture says we lack wisdom to discern between all these varying differences then. We must ask of Yah beyond all doubt. And if we desire the preservation of any doubt, the scriptures tell us that we do not deserve to receive anything from Yah. Messiah himself said, I make no request for the worldly or those who would prefer unrighteousness. Or prefer to believe after the varying ideals of this world. They say, make no request for the worldly. Make no request for them who would seek to be justified after a multitude of contentious differences. He said he made requests then, my brothers and sisters, at Yohanan 17, 8 through 9. For those who receiving a word from the Most High would believe him. I will tell you now, my brothers and sisters, the word of the Most High rebukes and puts to shame all the variant, partial, and polluted doctrines of this earth. How many of us, then, my brothers and sisters, are prepared to understand that those who believe in the Messiah are not those who believe, my brothers and sisters, in the diversities that of this world, that he has sent to bring light into beyond the darkness to save? Hear me, my brothers and sisters. Any man who can believe this world, its status quo, its multitude of differences, are true unto the will of the one Most High. Our brothers and sisters cannot even begin to understand. Psalm 110 through 11, reverence for Yah is the beginning of wisdom. How about discretion, my brothers and sisters? Discerning the difference between good and evil. Reverence for Yah, knowing to seek him directly, is the beginning of wisdom. And a good understanding, then, my brothers and sisters, of those who they put down in your text, keep his commandments. But the word there, my brothers and sisters, could just as easily, so easily have been translated. A good understanding of those who keep his instructions, who hearken to his instructions, who guard his instructions. But we live in a world today, I regret to say, the men have not discerned, my brothers and sisters, the need to even to seek absolutely to guard the integrity of a holy word. Men have lived in this society whereby men have granted one another license to lie and dare to call it religious freedom across a multitude of differing ideals that cannot possibly be the word of Yah. The word of Yah, my brothers and sisters, has in it no contradictions. The word of Yah, my brothers and sisters, is eternal life, because it's the word of him who cannot deny himself. It's the word of him whom from the beginning to eternity, my brothers and sisters, is a constant. You must discern, my brothers and sisters, how imperative it is. I say how absolutely important it is. We discerning the truth. Maintain the integrity of the truth. Discerning, my brothers and sisters, the need to discern beyond what we are misled in this world to presume to know. But there are those, my brothers and sisters, who don't have that kind of humility. I will tell you what the Most High told me to pray. Father, I don't know what I don't know. Don't know what I need to know. Don't know if something's been stuck into my head that could be an obstacle against my discerning. But I must, for the cause of your people, come to know. But I know, Father, that you know. And I know that if you don't tell me, I won't know. Our brothers and sisters, there are some dimensions of truth that we must discern that our whole world, having fallen away from it, will only recover it through faith and a direct revelation from Yah himself. But there are those who are so desirous, I said so desirous, to have esteem for men, that if the greater truth were told to them, they have a hard time first believing it, and even a harder time, my brothers and sisters, upholding it. And even more difficult a time, my brothers and sisters, openly before all declaring it. But I want you to understand something, my brothers and sisters. They who are truly devout unto the Most High desire to see all his will made manifest in the earth. I want you to understand this. Would rather personally be damned than lie against the Most High. I said we'd rather personally be damned than defile his name. We must discern, my brothers and sisters, that there's an ultimate need to seek the Most High for the recovery of the truth. In fact, my brothers and sisters, there's a great need that we seek the Most High that we learn how not to lie. And the wisest of us, the most humbly diligent of us, knows that the attainment of that gift is not after the ordinary, my brothers and sisters, but in hearing after the extraordinary. Beyond the natural, my brothers and sisters, some would say the supernatural. Scripture says Messiah will not judge after what his eyes see nor what his ears hear. And discerning the wisdom of Yah, Scripture says, with the breath of his lips, the spirit of his mouth, shall he slay the wicked. How about expose every false standard? How many have understood that for peace under Yah, truth before Yah be fully manifest in this world? Not only must the light be revealed, my brothers and sisters, but with the appearing of that light, there must be an exposing of every pretender. That finally, my brothers and sisters, as the scripture says, unto the glory of Yah, unto him every knee shall bow, and every tongue shall confess allegiance. I would ask a question, my brothers and sisters. I would ask these questions, but the answers should be obvious. I say the answers should be obvious. Think about it. One of the most popular scriptures in the Bible is John 3:16. But we need to go through those scriptures closely, my brothers and sisters, and I think many will find that after the perceptions of this world, rare few have understood it, as did the early church. And since few have understood these verses, I say around 3:14 through really the whole third chapter, 3:14, 3:21. Since rare few have understood those verses as they should be understood, well, I heard someone say earlier today he believes this present age is a long time before its end. I know better. I ask the question, my brother and sister, I know it's been a long time, but I see a tremendous amount of prophecies shaping up just in the last few years even. A lot of prophecy that most are totally, completely unaware of. So many things set in place, my brothers and sisters, that only could be set in place by the miracle of divine will. And seeing so many things set in order, set in place, as it was prophesied, there should be a warning. Yes, should be a fruitive warning, awakening the hearts of so many. Seeing all these things come to pass, the scripture says, because most would not listen, there'd be a shock, a sudden shock, and some total surprise, something totally unexpected. When Messiah appears as he is to appear to do what he comes to do. Well, my brothers and sisters, I can only say it as simple as this. Scripture says when Messiah appears at the destruction of a city, you need to look at Isaiah 25, 1 through 3 through 10. It'll be said to all, or all will waken to finally say, will understand that the Most High has performed all that he foreswore. Plans formed long ago that people did not discern. It was a mystery to them. Messiah shall bring, as the instrument of the Most High, the Most High shall bring to bear, using Messiah as his instrument, everything that he foredeclared. That finally, my brothers and sisters, in the eradication of every lie, men shall discern again the truth. Well, I'd like to ask a few questions. I know it's been a long time, but knowing so much prophecy, whether people choose to be aware of it or not. I just tell you, I happen to know a lot of things are already set in place. Why should the Most High, why should Yah Supreme wait forever before this world, choosing to be blind, choosing instead of hearkening to Him? So many choosing to believe what is common to the status quo. Why should the Most High wait forever before this world finally sees the light and finally stops lying against Him? Think about it. For this world to finally see the light, the lies have to be brought to an end. I know for a long time, my brothers and sisters, the Most High, as He said, would have to leave mankind for a time to have to learn His lessons the hard way. Scripture says for a time He would turn His back. It sounds like hard scripture, I know. Isaiah 8:9-8. Diligently seeking to declare to mankind the truth, men refusing to hear. Scripture says for a time He turned His face because people were unwilling to hear the truth. So He has to bring forth in the earth an instrument that men have to see the truth. When they see, my brothers and sisters, all of the Most High's creed brought to bear, and even my brothers and sisters all brought to bear according to all that is the word of Him whom He sent to recover it. Think about it. Why should Most High have to wait forever before this world finally stops lying against Him? 45,000 denominations pretending that so much confusion is somehow absolute. Pretending with so many pretenders who claim to be representatives of His name. Why should He wait forever for their lies to be silenced? Why should the Most High wait for folks claiming to be His people in this world to at last learn how to speak the truth? I dare we say the Father sent His Son that lies be legalized by a Savior? Oh, maybe I need to repeat that. Dare we say that the Father sent His Son into the world that lies be legalized by what He called a Savior? Should the lies, my brothers and sisters, be man's salvation simply because man refuses to recognize the lie as a lie? Does a lie become truth, my brothers and sisters, because men refuse to recognize the truth? I see far too much scripture saying the Most High does not change. He would not be destabilized by the misconceits of man. I see scriptures in Isaiah 40:27-41:4. I see scriptures like it in Isaiah 58. I see other places. Isaiah 59. I see too much scripture that relates to men asking the question, like Malachi said as well. Men are asking the question, why the Most High? Why do they men? Why are men petitioning the Most High? Why are men petitioning the Most High? It's as if the Most High does not hear. Men believing that they are already wise. My brothers and sisters, I see much scripture saying the reason why the Most High has not brought to bear all the blessedness that He declared according to His covenant is because, my brothers and sisters, men have been duped and have not remembered all that is His covenant. And in so many ways, men have failed to realize the Most High says and does nothing without reason, and all His word is to be revealed. But sadly, there are those, well, I tell you about someone right here in town. There's an Islamic Nation of Islam leader. Well, I heard my own lips one time say, it would be so unfair, he said, for the Most High to judge men according to standards they had not chosen. Heaven help us. It's as if men are saying that if they are Baptists, their doctrines that and contained in the scriptures that they don't need because they're Baptists. Like one who is a believer in the Quran dares to say that they have another God. So much that the Most High said in advance, before the Quran was ever written, they say it's, even though they say it's the word of the Most High, they say it's unimportant to them. Mm-hmm. Because they believe in what? Ibn Abd Allah Muhammad? Elijah Poole? They call Elijah Muhammad? Wow. Dare they say that there's no need to believe so much the Most High declare? Because they believe somehow. After their concepts of deity, that somehow the Most High has changed and they have somehow what, a new covenant? When the scripture says the word of Yah is from the beginning, the word upon which he established all things and made all things, here's the premise after which man has coercion, cohesiveness, consistency, and all the plan of existence. But brothers and sisters, do we really believe that man today has discerned how to have function as one with nature, function as one with the Most High and all his will? Our brothers and sisters, man hasn't even discerned how to function together, collectively, all men, as two of the one Most High. Yet everybody says they're his friends. Well, my brothers and sisters, we are all his friends believing in him. Intentions among us wouldn't exist. So there's much that has to be considered, much that has to be restored. Do we dare to say, my brothers and sisters, Messiah was sin? That lies, forgetfulness, misimaginations, varying forms of doctrine, far from the foundation, were legalized by our Savior? Brothers and sisters, only someone who tries to cause people to believe a lie is one who causes men to be damned. 2 Thessalonians said those who believe a lie. 2 Thessalonians 2 said those who believe a lie to the confusions of man. The intrusions of man. Said those who believe a lie, he did not say they'd be saved, but said they would surely be damned. Separated from the Most High, because the Most High, my brothers and sisters, does not consort with his word or the ideals of a liar. Or dare men say the deviant doctrine, whatever men choose to imagine, is faith in him who is the same forever? Maybe I need to repeat that. Do men dare to believe that all these differences men have believed is faith in him who is the same forever? Why did he say, watch out for false prophets? Do they gather grapes from thistles or figs from thorns? A lot of false doctrine, my brothers and sisters. Most High simply just telling you it didn't come forth from him. How could it be life? What do people believe? I know that scripture says Yah so loved the world he gave his only begotten son, that whoever believes in him might not perish. What do they think believe in him is? Did Messiah come to whoever dies believing lies would still yet be saved? Romans 2nd says, those who perish without the law, how about without the truth? How about without the knowledge of the order of the kingdom, perish? Hebrews 3rd and 4th, Psalm 95, he who dies, or let's just say he will not know his ways, or the ways of the kingdom, shall not enter into his peace or rest. Truth is simply what it is. Do we dare believe the variant systems of this world, man being born after the ideals of his flesh, whatever seems wise after the land in which he was born, or hey, even another land? Dare men believe, my brothers and sisters, after the differences of man, they prepare for the kingdom of one? Dare men believe after a multitude of contradictory kings that they prepare for the wisdom of one. Prepare true to the wisdom of one. I say think again. I think we need to look a little bit deeper about what it means. It says, whoever believes in him. Think about it, my brothers and sisters. I'd, in fact, like to ask someone, show me anywhere in the scriptures. I know it doesn't exist. Read book thousands of times. Show me. I'd like somebody to be able to do it. Well, if they did, my brother, since I know quite well that it would be a forgery. Nowhere in the scriptures, my brothers and sisters, has the Most High signed his name to a liar's contract as a covenant. He didn't say he would confirm it's true to him. He didn't anywhere in the scriptures sign his name to a liar's contract and say it's something he would confirm. Now, my brothers and sisters, if we trust the Most High, the truth of the matter is by no means should we even desire to see such a thing. That's the concept of the Most High sanctioning. What is against his own will, his own decree. Hear me, my brothers and sisters. We have to understand the Savior came not that men believe lies, not that men trust the varying ideals of men. But that beyond all this confusion, all these multitude of misrepresentations and pretenses, men may find the truth. It is because in this polytheist society, folks have not known or considered the truth. Think about it. People see folks sanctioning all kind of different doctrine all the time and calling it the Lord. And people have sanctioned this. Oftentimes not even respecting the Most High enough to realize that they have to discern beyond this confusion. Few have discerned. The true Messiah that the early church knew is not this, let's just say not this one that they call by the title of a Christ. Not this machination of man that they say has sanctioned somehow all the varying ideals of men. But one who comes, my brothers and sisters, to show again the truth of the Most High to all the rulers of this earth would prefer that you never understand. In fact, my brothers and sisters, he was never called by the title Christ. That's a Greek polytheist term. He never sanctioned all the variant ideals and false gods of Rome or Greece or any other pagan polytheist nation. And he doesn't sanction, my brothers and sisters, the variant ideas of this one either. Time to understand and to discern beyond the damning illusions. It is by faith in him beyond the rulers, my brothers and sisters, that men may awaken. It's only by faith from Yah himself, revelation that comes from Yah himself, it is possible for men to awaken beyond a mass of illusions that they do not perish. Because there's no question about it, the lie shall perish. Or dare they believe that the Savior came and believe in the lie of the false prophets? That they have the word of life, that they do not perish? I've said it before on this show. How many understand that when the scripture talks about attaining eternal life, it means we first must attain an eternal word. The book of Yaakov, they call it James, talks about receiving the engrafted word which is able to save and preserve your souls. Blessed are those who understand this, as it should be understood. For man was created to be a habitation of the Holy Spirit. The Most High will preserve those who maintain the integrity of a word. from him. Blessed they will understand this. If we believe him, I didn't say any pretenders. I didn't say any misrepresentatives. Remember he said, watch out for false prophets. A whole lot of folks going to holler about how they preached in his name. So-called cast out illusions of devils. False doctrine in his name. Oh, but they were teaching false doctrine. They claimed that in him, in his name, having authority from him, as if the Most High dictated it himself. That they had done many wonderful or inspired works. As if it was Most High, my brothers and sisters, his spirit that taught these things. I know what the Most High told me. If anybody believes all these contradictions are the result of divine inspiration, then such a one has never known Yah. And has not spoken as his servant. I can only tell you what the Messiah Savior himself said. Whoever is tricked to give allegiance to deceivers shall not enter. That's really what it said in Matthew 5:14-24. Whoever believes deceivers, whoever would take away or add to what's contained in the law and the prophets, or be deceived against what is contained in the law and the prophets, is still, my brothers and sisters, a servant of false prophets. Not yet ready to enter the kingdom of Yah. In fact, the scriptures say that anybody who deceives his brother against the law and the prophets, or a false victim of those who misteach the law and the prophets, he said they shall in no case enter the kingdom of Yah. How many among the people have considered, my brothers and sisters? Most have not considered. That is those who seek Yah for absolute knowingness beyond all the contrivances of the leaders, seeking the Most High himself beyond all these contradictions, seeking the Most High beyond all the false word of the rulers. It's only them, my brothers and sisters, who prepare and are watchful for the coming of the Son of Man. So that all the scripture says your leaders will not be able to stand before him. Savior came there by seeking Yah directly, seeking in honor of him who exposed the rulers. Oh, that's what the scriptures actually say in Colossians. He put the rulers to open shame. I didn't say the law of the Most High. I said the misadministration of the man. He put to open shame. So those who believe in him might attain eternal life. How about attain the truth beyond all the contradictions of worldly rulers? He must expose all the leadership, my brothers and sisters, of this world that has divided mankind. That finally unto Yah himself, every knee shall bow. That would be the salvation of man. And folks come to understand that all who uphold a lie have kept the world deceived, biggest adversaries of all. That those who uphold all these differences have held men, blinded men, incapable of perceiving what must be received. That all, my brothers and sisters, that have been in bondage. Hey, if we are to attain indeed the freedom, we need to stop calling all these differences religious freedom and discern that if man is so deceived after a multitude of varying ideals that he can't believe the truth, that he is in bondage because he has not believed and does not discern the Most High as he is. Salvation is not by faith in the lie, my brothers and sisters, but is and always has been by faith in the truth. That's what Messiah comes to bring. It's the word that is from the beginning, before there were any faulty perceptions of man. Fact is, the Most High did not say all these things that the various rulers of this earth and your various churches claim and say that he did. Most High told me, if you know what's said and don't know why it's said, you missed the point. And misadministration of the word, my brothers and sisters, is a deadly and damning thing. Nobody has the right to speak unless he heard from the Most High first. Like I said, the Most High did not send the Savior to add or take away from the word, but to relate everything, my brothers and sisters, in elaboration upon that foundation, steadfast. We have to understand, my brothers and sisters, the word of Yah, because all the Most High has said and all that he will say, relative to the foundation of an absolute that from the beginning, my brothers and sisters, he decreed that the creation, the manifestation, the revelation and preservation of all that from the beginning he planned. All scripture, my brothers and sisters, relate to Satan must come to restore what the whole world has forgotten. I repeat, all scripture relates to Messiah must come to restore what the whole world has forgotten. Genesis 49 relates that he comes as a lawgiver. Why would he have to come as a lawgiver if they already remember the law? All should be gathered unto him. Numbers 24 says he comes to expose all those who would act as obstacles against Israel, becoming fully the people the Most High from the beginning intended. Read Numbers 24, 14, 17 through 19 very well. You come to understand that. For it's only a people who become one in the Most High that shall be worthy of the promised land. That's a latter-day prophecy, my brothers and sisters. Genesis 49 is the same concerning the one who comes out of the tribe of Judah, that Isaiah 11 speaks of as well, that all the nations should seek him and wait for his law and his justice, as it says in Isaiah 42. If you read Isaiah 41:21 through 42:4, we need to understand all the way back from the 40th chapter, people have not known how to come unto the will of one, have not discerned what is comfort, peace in the Most High beyond all the trouble and tribulation. It comes as a result of man trusting in a lesser conscience. So the scripture says Messiah would be sent. And in his appearing to declare the truth, it says whole nation would be counted like a drop in a bucket. In other words, whatever did not bring forth fully what the Most High declared he must destroy, that there be one authority the men endorse, that they at last shall bring forth all the Most High himself as foreordained. Say we have to expose all the rulers. Keep reading 41:21 through 40:27 through 41:4. Keep reading about 42:4. Has to prove all the rulers an abomination. By no means led by the Most High. Beastly in their lack of reason. Refusing to uphold the whole truth. Refusing to seek it. The scripture says in Isaiah 41:21 through 42:4 that what men have taught for a long time has not been the gospel. So the isles must come to him whom the Most High anoints and wait for, seek after his law. Micaiah 12:18 says the same thing. He calls him his beloved one, whom his soul delights, put his spirit upon him. How about to teach all things and bring all things to remembrance? I shall wait for his law. Scripture says he shall lead the blind by a way that they knew not. Only the most humble soul is prepared to understand this, because what it means, my brothers and sisters, that men have not discerned the truth under that is true salvation. And the remembrance of all that must be remembered, that men show themselves steadfast in the Most High, unto the Most High. Men have not believed the truth for a very long time. And I regret to say there are many who would rather lie against the Most High, as if so much the Most High has required, he has not. If they pretend to have life, pretend to be saved, even if it means deceiving so many others while they do it. Treacherous and bastard souls are these. And the Most High cannot accept that form of treachery. In fact, no form of treachery against the truth of his name can he accept at all. Most High is all and everything that he is. And just because man is blind to the truth does not mean he has a right to lie. Far better the one be silent and ask what must be restored than he continue to pronounce and seek to exalt any man's illusions. Blessed are they who are humble enough to understand this. I know what the Most High told me. He told me directly, my brothers and sisters, that these words that I'm speaking to you now are very precious, but they are only, my brothers and sisters, for the most humble and diligent soul. How many of my brothers and sisters are prepared to understand this? Because I'm telling you now that Yohanan, John 3:14 or John 3:16, was the most popular scripture in the whole Bible. I'd say particularly around 314 and 321, if not discerned as the early church knew it, I'm telling you now, it's not discerned at all. You have to consider, my brothers and sisters, that in the early part of John, the third chapter, it talks about the idea that Nicodemus, who was a priest in Israel, Messiah had to tell him that there's some things he would not comprehend. I repeat, there's some things he would not comprehend lest he be born again. Lest he see beyond the varying misconceits seeming wise to men. Be born of this world, be born of a world of contradictions. That's what it means when it talks about the world. This world doesn't recognize the autonomous authority of one. You have to be born of the Spirit, the will of one, to see what the Most High declared from the beginning, eternal. Did you hear, my brothers and sisters? If your eyes are going to genuinely be open. In other words, till you see beyond all the obstructions, it's all the misrepresentations among men, you cannot see the holiness that is the kingdom of Yah, and you cannot see the way, being so easily distracted, not discerning to the dimension that is necessary, the difference between good and evil. It's time we understand the reality. It's time we wake up to the truth. Remember, Nicodemus came to Messiah. And Messiah had to tell him about certain things. He said, how is it you don't understand when Messiah told him? He said, by being born again, I mean born of the Spirit of the Most High, access to the truth that is not common to the flesh. When he said such things, he is born of the flesh, his flesh is born of the Spirit. And those who are born of the flesh don't discern the true nature of a holy and spiritual word. He is born of the flesh is flesh, and who is born of the Spirit is spirit. The Apostle Shaul sought to explain that in the second chapter of 1 Corinthians. Because he said, in the name of the Most High, we all must speak with one voice, one understanding, no divisions among us. Third chapter, he said, if there's division among us, it's because we are carnal. He said he desired that your faith not rest in the eloquence, if you will, of men, but the power of Yah to unify the minds after the foundation. Because even Isaiah said in Isaiah 64 something that Shaul said as well. And Isaiah said in Isaiah 64 chapter, it's going to be discerned that from the foundation of the world, men have not discerned all of the Most High's plan for those who love him. He said also, Shaul said, Paul, they called him, said, for all the men and all the Most High had given, how about all the Most High had given through his prophets and had written? It wasn't enough for men to know Yah. There's something that has to be understood, my brothers and sisters, that is the golden thread of underlying understanding that has to be granted by the Most High. Let's just say so much of what the Most High has said remains an inconjunct idea in the mind. Most High, by his Spirit, teaches all things. Brings all things to remembrance, relates the foundation of all things. They even declared, my brothers and sisters, a clear vision of what we should expect and prepare for in the future. He told Nicodemus, a priest, one who was a leader, a teacher in Israel, asked him, how is it that they had not understood certain things? And so he said, since the leaders, I want you to understand what the analogy is, since the leaders did not understand, you have to understand what Messiah was really saying when he said in Micah 5:14-24, that his people ought to be an invariant light to the world, no difference of the doctrine among them. Attaining the truth must maintain the integrity of the truth. He said, your righteousness must exceed that of your leaders, because he knew the leaders in so many ways were blind, and he called them exactly that in Micah 23rd chapter. In other scriptures, he called the leaders hypocrites. It means hypocrisy, my brothers and sisters, but the hypocrisy relates to the idea that one claims to be something that he is not, claimed to be messengers of the Most High, but teaching doctrines twisting the words out of context like so many do today. My brothers and sisters, that's not the truth. That's a lie. So what did Messiah really mean? I'm telling you now, my brothers and sisters, if you don't understand what the scripture said concerning Messiah of old, that he comes to restore the truth that the world has long lost. Yes, even in these latter days. The scripture said before he come, there'll be a falling away from faith. Fall away from faith after the doctrines and intrusions of men, 2 Thessalonians said. And Messiah will have to come to expose the pretense because it's not the word of one. Same thing said, my brothers and sisters, when the scripture says Isaiah 11, relative to 2 Thessalonians, is the last day prophecy. Latter day prophecy. We're not judged after what his eyes see nor what his ears hear, because the devices and designs and teachings of men have been a lie. So as Messiah came 2,000 years ago, at a time when a few decades earlier, Rome had come in and destroyed and murdered all the priests in Jerusalem, set up a Sanhedrin after Roman ideals, and even went as far as to say they had no king but Caesar, there was a need that a word of truth be restored in the earth. Because it's not the law of the Most High as revealed by the prophets that is abolished in the coming of Messiah. It's the misadministrations of man. Because, quite frankly, men not understanding the word rightly have taught all kind of varying doctrine, misleading the people. But the scripture says, unto him all the nations will be gathered. Said unto him, my brothers and sisters, it said, at the one called Shiloh in Genesis 40 and 49, so the regathering of the people be, meaning that all must convert beyond all the misconceits of man and all must seek after his law. How about the order that he declared beyond all the variant misconceits of man? So if we were to rightly understand Yohanan, John 3:14, we would understand it better in this wise. As Moshe lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, there's a need to understand that. As Moshe lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, even so must the Son of Man be lifted up. To better understand that, we need to go back to Numbers 21, 8 through 9, and realize, and while the people were walking through the desert, walking through the, not just the desert, my brothers and sisters, oftentimes the brush. Walking through lands, my brothers and sisters, where there could be snakes under the rocks, snakes in the grasses. Well, Moshe walked the path before them, before the masses of Israel. That those to know that if they walked after a path that already had been trod, it would be a safer one. But they watched out for the dangers of the land that were before the people. And Moshe lifted up a serpent. Well, it was actually a staff, my brothers and sisters, that had something carved out on it that had the head of a serpent on it. That men know to walk that path that they be not destroyed by what was called fiery serpents, or let's say poisonous asps. That those looking beyond the crowd, seeing the uplifted staff of Moshe, might know the path in which they were to walk together. Well, when Messiah was saying, since the leaders had been misleading the people, he came. That as Moshe lifted up the serpent in the wilderness to show the people the path in which to walk, so must he, as the Son of Man. And in this way, my brothers and sisters, so many ways declaring the Son of Yah, must also be lifted up as a signet, an ensign for all. That whoever believes in him, I didn't say a multitude of rulers pretending to know him, pretending to be true to his word, but that whoever believes in him, as he reveals himself, Think about it. Messiah said, if I do not go, the Comforter, the Holy Spirit will not come. What he meant is this. He gave his very life and rose, my brothers and sisters, men discern beyond all the world of his false leaders who persecuted him. That men, like I said in the book of Acts, you read closer the book of Acts, you'll find out that, and men discerning that their rulers had crucified Messiah. And I mean, listen to me, a priesthood under Roman controls. Remember Messiah said, you told the nations they had to be converted. Or through his disciples, he told the nations they all had to be converted. That means neither Jew nor Gentile were wise at the time. All had to awaken to a greater truth. Israel that had the law had to understand it by faith, by a direct command from Yah. And the Gentiles had to come to understand that law, my brothers and sisters, too, by faith, seeking beyond all their leaders as well. Or else what they had was still misled after the flesh. So the scripture says, whoever believes in him, think about it. He said, your righteousness must exceed that of your leaders. Your concept of what the law and the prophets have to declare unto the kingdom of Yah must exceed the misconceits and misguidance of your leaders. So that whoever believes in him should not perish with the lies that have to be cast aside, that men discern the way of light and life. That whoever believes in him, I said his truth. Scripture says he would come to magnify the law and make it honorable, and to declare the law in a manner that is honorable. That men not perish believing lies, but have eternal life. How about the word of truth? For you attain eternal life, my brother, and says you must also attain the word of truth, believe it, and show that you can walk in it. We understood it well. We understand the Messiah was sent. Yah sent him so that, because he's so loved. How about Abad, if you want to put it that way. Desire this world see the truth, the perfect truth beyond every lie. Of the nature of the world that it seeks to maintain all its varying ideologies, as if they were true, that pretending that what it has in its confusion is wise. So many of my brothers and sisters today remain fallen from the truth, desirous to confuse the masses. I said, so many believing lies, fallen standards. Excuse me just a second. I said so many believing standards after which the world has not come to agree. I wanted to pretend that they still had wisdom and teach others to do the same, to fall after the same illusions. No love for Yah in that, my brothers and sisters, nor is there any respect. It's time we understand the real. And it's time that offer the opportunity to return to the real. We must. Hear me, my brothers and sisters. What the scriptures are actually saying is, listen to this. Yah so Abad, desired the world be made whole, pure, and complete, beyond its lies. Because my brothers and sisters, I want you to understand, he desires this world be healed because a lie shall perish. And what does it mean, my brothers and sisters, but this? Listen. That he gave his only, get my point, born again begotten son. I'm talking about in that time frame, my brothers and sisters. Hear me. All prophecy said the Messiah comes when a whole world has been blind, that whoever believes in him might not perish. If we understand it well, looking at the prophecies, for instance, that even Isaiah 50:10-11, after reading 51-5, it relates how Messiah himself must awaken beyond all the misconceits of the rulers to teach others the way. And whoever walks after his own imagination, the scripture said, will perish. Isaiah 48 before it talk about even Israel having sworn by the name of the Most High, but not in truth nor in righteousness, the nations haven't either. In fact, Israel must awaken, even in these last days, beyond all the confusion and the divisive ideas of all the nations, because the divisive ideas of the nations are not the gospel of the kingdom of one. Jew and Gentile all fallen short of the glory. Messiah himself saying he comes to bring the word that is from the beginning, that men should know the way that they should go if they not perish. Read Isaiah 48 closely. It sounds like the same words. Scripture goes on a bit further, because the scripture says in the beginning is the word of life. Says he comes saying from the beginning, from the creation, that am I to show you the way that you should go, that you not perish. It says there's no peace to the lawless, whoever seeks anything less than the full righteousness of all the Most High intends. Shall men say the Most High shall not bring to bear what he has spoken, because they believed otherwise? Shall men say they shall not be judged by the fullness of all the Most High declared, because they have another concept of deity? What's unfair, my brothers and sisters, of men dare to say that in this one world, the Most High has to do something different because they believed otherwise, or because they believe the devil, or they've supported one? I want you to hear me, my brothers and sisters. I want you to understand. I pray the Most High will help you too. Like I said, the scriptures relate Messiah become himself to awaken the world beyond all its illusions, as one who sees beyond the will of the flesh, who sees beyond all the misconceits of man, who sees beyond all the pretenders, who cast aside the blinders. For Yah sent not his son, the one that he would teach, he promised to teach into the world, not to condemn, not to confuse the world, but that the world through him might be saved. Or that people of this world who believe lies might be redeemed beyond the lie. They might believe the truth, even believe the truth is one. How many understand, my brothers and sisters, that all these are the things that the Most High fore declared at the hand of one he called the righteous one, likened to the rising sun? Isaiah 40:27-41:4. The one that had the book of Revelation was called 16:12, called the King. I did not say plural, the King of the East. Now, how about the King likened to the rising sun? Revelation 7:2, they said angel from the rising sun. How about the word for angel and king is the same, messenger, who has the message of light? The one, the scriptures, my brothers and sisters, as the scripture speaks of in calling him the son of righteousness that arises to restore the truth that man has long forgotten, to restore the heart of the fathers to the children. Malachi 4:2. My brothers and sisters, how many have understood Messiah, the one called Shiloh? Have understood him as the one called the Kurdi? My website, hiddengospel.com, explains these things. Explains something with regard to how Messiah, a scenario the Most High painted of old, as to how Messiah shall return first to a city to warn it, and then to warn it in the destruction of that city to warn the world. The time for play is over. But how many of my brothers and sisters prepared to understand that? How many ready to believe it? Your leaders wouldn't tell you because it means they are the pretenders that you must overcome. Whoever maintains a corrupt form of doctrine, my brothers and sisters, maintains the cages that many have fallen into and many have perished in, never discerning the light of truth. I'm telling you now, my brothers and sisters, check out my website, hiddengospel.com. There's an article there called Early Church Origin and Mutual Expectation. And the one that is mentioned in Isaiah 44:45, your King James does not call his name properly. But that one, my brothers and sisters, is who the early church knew Messiah to be. One who came some 600 years before Yeshua. They knew him to be that one. And the wise men who came from the east were looking for him. And all the prophecies concerning him in Isaiah 44, particularly Isaiah 45, going into 46, talks about the one who would end the confusion, my brothers and sisters. Jeremiah calls him the king of the Medes in Jeremiah 50:51. He says he puts Babylon as confusion to end once and for all. Revelation 16:12-21 calls him king of the east, and it talks about the destruction of Babylon and this confusion that's misrepresented the Most High once and for all. He calls him the Most High's anointed. In Isaiah 44:45, he calls him the Most High, it's the shepherd of the Most High, the one who would rebuild his temple. Zechariah says he would sit in that temple one day as king and priest, something he didn't do last time. So it means those prophecies are still yet to come to pass. Zechariah was a post-exilic prophet. How many understand that, who came after the Babylonian captivity? And the one we're speaking of is one the scripture says would deliver his people out of Babylon again a second time in Isaiah 11. Read Isaiah 11:10-12. My website, hiddengospel.com, explains so many of these things. Zechariah, the father of the one they call John the Baptist, calls him the day spring from on high, they said in your King James Version. Some texts call him the one like the rising sun or sunrise. One like the morning star that casts out all the darkness, reveals the light the world would obscure, and exposes all those who hear the truth from you, my brothers and sisters, as pretenders. My brothers and sisters, I'm telling you, Scripture says in Isaiah 45, we understand it through him, the same monotheist expectation that was in the east to the one who would expose every lie will one day permeate even unto the west, beyond all the polytheists. Misideals of men who believe that a multitude of, they call them representations, but can't help but be misrepresentations. How about the men finally see beyond every lie that they'd be delivered from a devil? It's time we wake up and understand what those scriptures really mean. The scripture says he did not come to keep the world confused or keep it condemned, damned, divided, after all its rulers. But the scripture says he would deliver his people from their sins, and that's his very name. Look at Matthew 1:21. He says he called his name Yeshua. He would deliver his people from their sins. Name that comes from a root that relates to Yah, salvation. How about deliverance from every misconceit of man? For Yah is as he is and will not change. He's not destabilized by all the misconceits of man. Many comes to preach the word of Yah. Revelation said he comes to have the name, call the name the word of Yah, which no man knows but he himself. Men have read words on a page, but haven't understood that word for word means much more than just mere words. To know what's said, not know why, it says to miss the point. It says he will reprove all nations, then, my brothers and sisters, by the very thoughts of the Most High. A lot of pretense, my brothers and sisters, after which men have fallen, has to come to an end. Why should the Most High wait forever for his people, those who say they are his people, to speak the truth concerning him? All prophecies, I said before, my brothers and sisters, the whole world, we really understand it. On my website, there's an article, hiddengospel.com, an article called Tribulation 70 to 365 AD. And if you understand it well, Scripture talks about that great tribulation that occurred in those first centuries when Rome murdered millions of people because their Roman polytheist ideals are by no means, my brothers and sisters, compatible to what was already in the East, the idea of a Most High as one. Meaning if you believe a multitude of different ideas of deity, means you don't believe in the Most High at all. But will call yourself an atheist because the Most High won't be all these differences of man declared. Well, that concept that men cannot twist the concept of divine nature is something that Rome could not tolerate. So they taught you the idea of a Christ, not a Kurdi, not a righteous one like the rising sun that casts out all the darkness. They didn't tell you that word Christ was a word for, you know, a polytheist concept of a savior. Hey, one who sanctioned all the varying ideals of all the pagan gods of Rome and Greece, Egypt, Moab, Babylon. A Christ, my brothers and sisters, to the Romans and to the Greeks, was someone who sanctioned all the various traditions, contradictions of man. And men even got to the point that they considered that if they believed all the, hey, let's just say, would not offend all the variant gods, well, not realizing how they offended the one. Me and Daddy called themselves wise. In fact, they even dared to call folks somewhat insane and unstable if they believed there was only one God. The pagans looked at all the different ideals of nature and said there was a God in all of them. They believed all their gods, they believed, constantly fought at war with one another. My brothers and sisters, what does that do to your concept of what is peace? What does that do to your concept of what is reason? The scripture says we have to come to reason together. So Messiah comes to restore the pure, perfect truth, that men might reason together as one with Yah. But he said those who don't believe, or whoever believes others, he that believes in him would have life. But whoever believes others, my brothers and sisters, is already condemned. Why is it that you can't believe the truth? But because you're already deceived, or you've already heard a pack of illusions that prevent your mind from awakening. Because he's not believed in the name. How about the authority? The principle of the great I am that I am, that is not as he is not. Not believed in the absolute authority of one who comes to deliver man from all his sin, all his misallegiances. Not believing the only born again. I said, my brothers and sisters, at that point in time, I said, that point in history, was only one fully begotten beyond all the misconceits of man, as the true Son of Yah, promised Son of Yah. But what did he come to do? But expose all sin. Expose all deceit, all error, all pretense. Expose every false concept of the gospel that is not the gospel. It is not the word of the kingdom, but the rules of man desirous to preserve their pulpits and thrones. He comes to expose it all, that man might trust Yah himself. But this has been the condemnation, or even the damnation of man, human souls. Men have loved lies, my brothers and sisters. And though light, the pure, perfect, and invariant light has come into the world, men have loved darkness, confusion, the intrusions of man, misconceits of man, seeking to please men rather than Yah, rather than that pure, perfect light, preferring their evil. How about the deviant, fallen from perfect will, evil, impure, imperfect deeds and devices, rulerships. For everyone, my brothers and sisters, that does or prefers evil, some deviant state, something less than the highest vibration, listen to me. Every ideal that people uphold has its own, if you will, if you want to call it that, spirit. But the highest vibration has no contradictions in it. Those who truly have the highest vibration, my brothers and sisters, when they hear the highest truth, when they hear a higher truth, cannot ignore it. Something in them tells them there's something they have to reach for with everything that is in their being. But there are those who are after a lesser and corrupt ideal that is not the Holy Spirit, not the consecrated and pure set apart spirit. That if you told them a lie because it appeals to something in the corruption of their spirit, they'd rather believe the lie. If you told them the truth, it wipes out that lie. They try to hold on to it still. Brothers and sisters, that's not the highest vibration that is the Holy Spirit. So blessed are they who, my brothers and sisters, realize what the psalmist said when he asked the Most High, search me, O Yah, and see if there be any wicked way in me, and show me the way of life everlasting. But these are words, my brothers and sisters, that are not for everyone. They're only for the most humble soul. Because to understand these verses and understand how they should be applied today is to understand that man has been far from the truth for a very, very long time. Men have perished without the knowledge of the truth for a very long time. Scriptures talk about that time of great tribulation that occurred from the time Jerusalem fell in 70 AD. Read Matthew 24th chapter closely. And I tell you, for 3 centuries, and many times, and a long time thereafter, they called the Dark and Middle Ages. Rome murdered, my brothers and sisters. Early on, anyone who knew Messiah must come to cast aside, yes, even all that is had been Western Roman authority and all its contradictions and polytheisms. Today, these people in the indiscriminate world, people accept this polytheism as if it were monotheist, will of the one. Total insanity, my brothers and sisters. 45,000 denominations that can't agree with one another are not the friends of Yah and are not a covenant at all. Must overcome the marks of the beast, the standards of the nations that have divided the people. You must prove that you can reason together fully after the will of Yah, or else you won't be allowed to enter the kingdom and cause a disturbance. It's time to understand. So he who would prefer to hold on to illusions, pretending them to be wise, would deceive others, and that's total treachery against the will of Yah. But he who loves the truth, in other words, will love the truth, seek the truth, even if it proves that he's been a liar. I said, those who love the truth will love the truth, even if it proves that they and the whole world have been a liar, and would rather, my brothers and sisters, be damned than rob all those who the Most High would awaken from the opportunity of the truth. I'm going to tell you something. Israel knew many times while they were waiting the coming of Messiah. The scripture says, they who wait for him should renew their strength. How about see beyond the lie? They knew that if Messiah did not come in their time, when they were so departed from the truth, they could not pretend that they were wise before the time. They could not pretend that they were saved before the time. The Apostle Shaul said the same thing in 1 Corinthians. Really need to read about 3:14 or 3:17, 3-4:5, for instance. Anybody consider himself wise? How about after the multitude of contradictions of this world? He said, let him consider himself a fool that he may become wise. Deceived, because if you believe a multitude of contradictions is wise, what do you call a God? He said, the Most High is contradictory. Think again. He then bring a new covenant, my brothers and sisters. He restores it. Restores man beyond all that they have believed after a multitude of diverse nations. Read Jeremiah 30-31 closely and understand. Same yesterday, today, and tomorrow. He is the word from the beginning. He comes to restore what man has not discerned, because all his leaders have wanted to pretend to be wise while divided. That's not wisdom at all. Most High told me the greatest truth is not what people think they know after their multitude of divisions, but what they don't know. What they think they know, not giving consideration to all the Most High declared, that is the condemnation of the world. And it's not wisdom or discretion at all. One king will rule the whole world and won't be according to the divisions that are in it. He's not a soter or a Christ, my brothers and sisters. Understand what the monotheist world knew was the coming of the one anointed, not of many, but of one. A Kurdi, my brothers and sisters, a righteous one, true to performing all, how about exacting in the earth, all that is divine pleasure. Think about it. You say, if you fall victim to anyone who would compel you after less than all that is divine pleasure, all that he declared. They say you won't prove that you're true to the Most High, because in some way you either don't believe him or you're ready to call him a liar. That insult won't gain you favor. You must grow in the grace and the knowledge of Yah. And indeed, the grace of Yah is the increased knowledge of him. Isaiah 50 says, Messiah will come saying, morning by morning, as the Most High caused my ears to hear the teaching. And yes, this is also latter-day prophecy. But you don't understand that if you don't understand Isaiah 49, that you come forth saying, listen to me, O isles, and hearken to me, O ye nations. In other words, return to this law. For the Most High has called me from the womb, from the body of my mother, as he made mention of my name. That's someone anointed. And that's someone, my brothers and sisters, also from the body of his mother, called by the name of the Most High, to awaken. Genesis 49 says, as a prophecy you should never forget, an expectation you should never forget, Messiah will come in the last days out of the tribe of Judah. Isaiah 49, read closely 8-12. Scriptures again say that's the latter days. They didn't tell you, my brothers and sisters, when the scripture says he comes in the clouds, the word clouds, that actually relates to the concept of, think about it, to the ancient man, clouds were messages of what was to come from on high. He comes with a testimony to prove all of the messages or testimonies of man haven't been tainted. Worldly, my brothers and sisters, tainted and not true to Yah. So if you understand John 3:14-3:21 rightly, you understand the Messiah comes as one promise to reveal to man the truth beyond every lie and liar and every misrepresentation. That men who believe in his truth, pure and perfect from on high, should not perish with the lie. For he comes to restore man unto oneness that a pack of lies cannot bring. Well, I only got about 18 seconds or so left, my brothers and sisters. So much more I long still yet to tell you, but I want you to consider this. Thank the Most High for the opportunity to discern these things. I thank the Most High for every year that he brings near. And under his might and his honor and his praise always, hallelujah. And I thank you all again for listening. Check out that website of mine, hiddengospel.com. Learn how you can support this ministry that brings forth the healing, my brothers and sisters, that others would not. For only those who understand the secrets of which I speak can truly, my brothers and sisters, help. We have to learn the truth. We have to learn how not to lie. We have to cease to be obstacles to one another in our illusion. And the only way we do this, my brothers and sisters, we have to expect that great day when a highway will be prepared, if you will, a straightway prepared, beyond all the misconceits we find in the wilderness, the men discern straightway how to attain to the kingdom, the conscience, agreement, and a covenant with Yah. Again, my brothers and sisters, till we speak again, this has been Eddie Meow of Covenant Remembrance Ministries. Let others know about this show. blogtalkradio.com/EDY1. Hey, practically have a show practically every evening. Because I'm telling you now, Most High revealing greater dimensions of his truth every single day. And so many of my brothers and sisters can only believe when the precepts they have not had are to, again to their minds restored. Again, till we speak again, my brothers and sisters, this has been Eddie Meow. Thank the Most High for every ear that he brings near. Thank the Most High for granting the minds the capacity to comprehend. Granting the minds the capacity to understand. They know that they must. Till we speak again, this has been Eddie Meow of Covenant Remembrance Ministries. To his might, honor, and his praise, his supreme sovereign honor and praise always. Hallelujah!